Join us this week as we look at the impact of poverty on education. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Carnahan, Evans, Cantwell, and Brown, Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, and Mid-Missouri Bank.
In this segment of our Sense of Community series on the impact of poverty on education, we're bringing you an update on an organization that's rounded the corner on its 10-year mark here in the Ozarks, Care to Learn.
I'm just amazed how resilient these kids have to be, but at the same time, that's what hurts. That's the thing that we need to solve.
That's Care to Learn founder and board member Doug Pitt. You may have heard that Care to Learn tries to meet the health, hunger, and hygiene needs of kids in schools where there are local chapters. The needs in these three areas can greatly affect attention in class, test-taking, attendance, and self-confidence. Pitt, who is a business owner, says Care to Learn is very structured.
I'm going to look for those same efficiencies that I do in just running my companies. And so we're pretty militant about the guardrails that we put up with Care to Learn in health, hunger, and hygiene. You know, we don't do sporting equipment and money for field trips, and we'd love to be all things to all people, but that's not how we run our businesses. We find out what we do, we stay in our lane, and we do it well, but we also try to improve in that lane.
Care to Learn trains school staff members on how to identify kids with needs, how to meet those needs within 24 hours, and how to keep it all confidential. Here's how it works. Care to Learn is based on partnerships with school districts and their communities. Pitt says there are now 34 chapters statewide.
In every chapter, we have a liaison at the school that is the quarterback, if you will. And it would be that person that would get the call.
And then as soon as I receive that request, I can then, hopefully in a matter of minutes, have a voucher back to that teacher.
That's Annie Zimmerman. She's the Care to Learn liaison for Nixa Public Schools. She's also the volleyball coach there.
That student could then take that voucher to either Walmart if they needed to purchase clothing or shoes or hygiene products, or if it's for a doctor or dentist appointment, something like that, then they can take that voucher to the vendors that we work with.
A big piece of this model is community partnerships.
We also have relationships with an eye care vendor here in Nixa, Nixa Family Eye Care, and the Family Medical Walk-in Clinic here in Nixa. For our dental needs, we go through Children's Smile Center, which their office is actually located in Ozark.
Part of Zimmerman's job as the Care to Learn liaison in Nixa is fundraising for her chapter. Each chapter raises its own money and keeps that money to spend in their district.
I actually just today issued my 106th voucher for the school year.
Nix's chapter sends backpacks filled with food home on the weekends with kids who otherwise would be missing meals. Those lanes Pitt talks about, health, hunger, and hygiene, can sometimes involve finding creative solutions in areas we might not consider. For example, a kid might have health insurance or Medicaid, but they don't have transportation to get to the doctor.
We will pay for buses. We'll pay for taxis. And sometimes, you know, that's the quick and easy way to get that done. And I was shocked at the cost and really what that entails, because, again, that was really never on the radar. But we've got to be smart in the way we handle these things. You know, lice, bed bugs, these kind of things. We can treat the kid at school all day long, but it doesn't solve the problem. So we've worked with Integrity and some other different pest control companies to help us go to the homes, fumigate the homes.
When we report on charities, we routinely take a look at their Form 990. That's the IRS form that tax-exempt organizations have to make available to anyone who requests a copy. Care to Learn's 990 forms are posted on its website. Its most recent one is 40 pages long, and we looked over each page. It shows the main organization in Springfield has consistently brought in just over $1 million a year for the past several years from donations and grants, and that the fund balance is consistently growing, a sign of health for the organization. Care to Learn also issues grants to other nonprofits like the Tooth Truck and Crosslines. Manager of Operations Jasmine Watson says that happens when Care to Learn determines that those organizations could provide resources at a fraction of the cost compared to the alternative. Local nonprofit expert Dan Prater says the best way to gauge how well a nonprofit is honoring its mission is to look at whether it has clear goals how it goes about meeting those goals, and measuring the outcomes. Carita Learn's governing documents, conflict of interest policy, and financial statements are all available to members of the public who request them. The organization reports that it's met more than 900,000 needs in the 10 years it's been operating. That's nearly 1 million obstacles to children's learning removed. Pairs of glasses, jeans that fit, cavities filled, head lice exterminated, and the list goes on and on. Next month, Doug Pitt will be inducted into the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame for his vision and ongoing involvement in Care to Learn. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Carnahan Evans Cantwell and Brown, Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, and Mid-Missouri Bank.